presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who enjoy the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. After the submarine left the underground harbor on Thorson's Island, Jungle Jim and the escape guard Bobo began an investigation of the many underground storerooms in the harbor, trying to discover a way to escape. The only possibility being a set of stone stairs that seemed to lead up to Thorson's castle. In the meantime, Thorson and his secretary are going over reports in his study when a phone call from the central tower warns him that at least two intruders are prowling around in the subterranean harbor. With his destination unknown to Sasha, he leaves to trap whoever it is that is investigating the secret harbor. Sasha's intuition leads her to fast and certain action as she tries to discover the nature of the call Thorson received from the central tower. She is entering the master control room in the tower.
Hello, Bill. How goes it?
Oh, good morning, Miss Sasha.
Well, you certainly have a lonely job up here. Nothing to do except listen for radio messages and the few phone calls we put through.
Yeah, it's lonely, but a kind of interesting loneliness.
Mm-hmm.
I get to know a lot, and the boss trusts me a lot. That's something.
You haven't had any calls for me today, have you?
No, Miss Sasha, nary a one.
I thought that one a few minutes ago might have been for me.
No, that was for Mr. Thorson. It was for me. Kind of private.
Yeah. He had to hurry so, said he'd tell me all about it when he returned. What was it about?
Sorry, Miss Sasha. You'll have to ask the boss.
Yeah? I will?
I would if I was you. Can't tell you nothing about it myself. Excuse me.
Hello, Bill. Where are the signals coming from now?
Third landing and still coming up, Mr. Thorson.
I'm going down the stairs now. You order six guards down the elevator to cover a possible retreat.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Take six guards. Go down the passenger elevator to the harbor and cover the stairs. Wait there till you see the boss. And shoot any strangers on sight, you understand?
Okay, Bill.
Make it pronto.
So, that's what all the excitement's for. Well, maybe it's only mice, Bill.
They'd have to be 5 feet tall to trip my signal lights.
Or the signals could be out of whack. You know, haywire.
I'll bet my ears someone's down there. And as far as we know, they shouldn't be. But we'll find out who they are, if they live.
Well, let me know, Bill. I'll be seeing you.
So long.
Sasha realizes that the only one likely to be prowling down there is Jungle Jim. His capture, or maybe worse, seems only minutes away. So Kitty St. John must be warned at once.
Mrs. Bradley.
Who's there?
It's Sasha. Good morning, dear.
Just a moment.
Even at a time like this, that dumb dame has to get coy.
This lock doesn't want to work.
Well, try turning it the other way. I'd like to choke that doll. Now, listen, you. There's trouble and plenty of it. We got to work fast.
Well, what's the matter? I haven't done anything.
Well, no one said you did. But the very thing I feared most is about to break any moment. Jim is about to be captured.
Oh, they'll kill him.
No, they won't. At least not right away. And while there's life, there's hope. I've seen that guy in worse jams than this, many of them.
Oh, you're just saying that to cheer me up.
Oh.
He's in terrible danger if Bull Thorson finds him.
Listen, you. I know more about the kind of danger he's in than you'll ever find out. The way I see this setup, you are the most dangerous thing about it. I wish you were 1,000 miles away from here.
How can you say such things? I'd do anything for Jim Bradley.
Yeah, well, you've done enough for him already. Whose idea was it to use the name of Bradley anyway? Yours, I bet.
Yes, in a way.
Sure, and that big lunkhead didn't see the danger of it.
What danger is that?
Oh, none at all. Why, in this racket, the very name of Bradley has always stood for law and order. And you ask what harm it is. Why didn't you call yourself Mrs. Sherlock Holmes?
Listen, our stories will match perfectly. We were shipwrecked, and while the guards rescued me, Jim was washed ashore. He could have hit his head on a log and was a victim of amnesia.
Now tell me one by Hans Anderson. He wrote nice fairy stories, too.
Well, that's the way we planned it. It's the way I'm going to carry it out.
Kitty St. John, if you do, you might as well hold a .44 to Jim's head and pull the trigger.
Well, what do you mean?
Same result in the end. Only Bull Thorson's way wouldn't be so pleasant as just shooting. And if you do tell that story, and what I expect does happen, I'll see to it that you don't live too long after Jim.
You know I don't want any harm to come to him. But what else can I say or do?
You can listen to me. And believe me, Kitty St. John, I know what I'm talking about. I know Bull. I know how his mind works, even better than he knows himself.
Well?
If you identify Jim to Bull Thorson as your husband, Bradley, it all ties up. You two were seen in the boat coming to the island. Then it's a closed episode. He'll knock you both off, and that's that.
We couldn't. That would be murder.
Well, what do you think he plays, tiddlywinks? His chips are down on the chance for domination of the Western Hemisphere. Do you think 2,000 lives mean anything to a man like that?
Oh, it's so horrible to hear you talk like that.
I'm not kidding you or myself. So listen. Now, if you fail to recognize Jim, you treat him as a total stranger and make Bull believe you've never seen him before. He'll be wondering just how many spies came ashore on the island. And once his curiosity is aroused, he'll keep both you and Jim alive till the pieces of the puzzle are fitted together.
Now I begin to see your point. If he knows there are only two of us, we're cooked. But if he suspects there might be more, he'll hold us to try to round all of them up at one time.
Nicely said. Couldn't do better myself.
I've got to trust you, Shanghai Lil.
Well, that's the smartest thing I ever heard you say.
But I wonder if I can get away with a lie like that.
When you realize that not only Jim's life is at stake, but your own, too, I don't see why you can't make an awfully good attempt.
I guess I have only one choice. What must I do?
Here's the layout. Now, I know that some stranger is wandering around down in the underground harbor storeroom. It can't be anybody but Jim. He's surrounded. Whether or not he knows it is of no importance. His retreat is cut off, and he'll surely be captured.
Well, maybe he won't be.
He hasn't any kind of chance to get away, not 1 in 10 million. When Bull has him in tow, he'll probably call you and then me, separately, of course, to the office. And when you and Jim meet, one little tiny sign of recognition on your part will... Well, it was nice having you around. No one will see you from then on, either of you.
I can do it. I know I can.
I wonder... I suppose we'll find out soon enough.
Your confidence in me is touching.
Listen, sucker, you don't belong in this league. But one thing must be uppermost in your mind. Don't you forget it for an instant. I've never seen that man before. I never heard of anyone who even looked like him. You ignore him. He's a perfect stranger to you.
You don't have to treat me like a schoolgirl. After all, I've come this far without your coaching.
Here's hoping you'll go a lot further with it. Well, I've got to beat it now. Remember. Now, you never saw that guy before. So long and good luck.
Goodbye.
You'll need it.
Thanks, Lil.
Jim and Bobo, groping their way up the dark stairway leading from the underground harbor, hear footsteps coming down the stairs.
Master, those be steps. No mistake.
Bobo, come on. Let's go back down again. I'd rather not meet someone coming down at me.
Yes, Master. We go.
He's still coming down, whoever it is.
We can get away, same way we came. I know good place to hide, no one find.
Wait, Bobo. What's that?
At this, someone talk.
They're below us. Quiet.
What we can do?
I don't see that we can do much down below. Judging from the sound, I'd say there are at least 4 or 5 men.
Yes.
But the footsteps from above indicate only one. Is there any way out of these stairs that you know of?
Me not know, Master. Never be on these stairs before.
All right, then. Quiet. We can't do a thing but wait. Look. There's his flashlight now, coming around the turn. Don't you say anything. Let me do all the talking.
Yes, master.
I wouldn't move, gentlemen, if I were you. I happen to be a crack shot.
No one's going to move.
A very sensible observation, sir. And keep those hands up.
I can't get them up any higher.
You might be curious as to why you sneak thieves, spies, or whatever you are, were caught so neatly. Oh, you don't want to know. Too bad, because I'll tell you anyway. There are signal devices on every step of these stairs that flash lights in my headquarters. I've known every move you've made since you came down here. And you. You are the gentleman my secretary has been meeting in the garden, yes?
I don't know what you're talking about.
We'll see about that. I'm far from convinced. Who's that with you? Step aside.
It be me. Bobo.
Oh, it's you. Bobo, is it, the deserter? So you turned spy, too. That explains much.
I know be spy. You say me can go home. Then you no let me go.
You lie. You're a deserter, and what's more, you're left with a death sentence over your head. It's still there, Bobo. And to prove that I never lie, although you escaped once, let's see you escape this time.
I no try to escape, Bullfossen.
No, your days of trying anything are at an end.
What? What, you dirty yellow dog?
You'll do nothing that I won't permit you to do. Don't move.
I just want to see if I can make him comfortable for a moment or two.
No one can do anything to him. He's beyond that. And as for you, come up here. Now you keep walking ahead. And one false move will only get you a bullet in your heart.
Bobo dead and Jim a prisoner. But Shanghai Lil, posing as Sasha, Thorson's secretary, is still to be heard from. Don't miss the next exciting episode of The Adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoon Land, like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follows the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Jungle Jim and Flash Gordon. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard over the same station next week, same time. Thank you.